Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Andrew Stancliffe, who's Head of Execution Services at Winterfloods.
Morning, Zach. How are you doing?
Doing well. I suppose most people who are in the market, and maybe a few people who are not, will have heard of Winterfloods. The clue is obviously in your title, but what exactly do you do for Winterfloods?
Yeah, so role Head of Execution Services here at Winterfloods Securities. I've been with the business for about 3.5 years. I'm focusing in on the sales trading side of our business and speaking to a lot of our clients, anything from the institutional side all the way through to the retail ex-only brokers. And we were recently acquired by Marex Financial. So again, looking to bring the best of Marex Financial to our client base to kind of enhance what we can deliver.
All right. I mean, if you're trading stocks, a retail investor, et cetera, if you're obviously looking at level two and you see your name and Marex's name as well. Yeah. One of the issues at the moment, people always complain there's not enough liquidity in the small cap area. What are you doing to help?
I see that as a challenge, and I've seen that as a challenge throughout my career working in the city. I think at the smaller end of the UK market, I think we've got one of the most vibrant and active and liquid smaller company trading environments here as a result of that infrastructure you talk about, with any number of market makers, anywhere up to 16 competing market makers on the screen on the level two, as you talk about. So I think we do have quite good, deep liquidity in the UK market. There's potentially fewer institutional houses in the UK small cap arena currently. It'd be nice to see a few more institutions come in or re-enter that market. I think if you've got a great story to sell and you are listed in London, then liquidity can be quite significant, and we've seen that with some great stories over the last 12-18 months where liquidity has been quite strong.
So I suppose it's maybe liquidity in the London stock market is a bit like people complaining about the weather. It'll never be good enough. there's always an excuse, so that's one thing. And I suppose if one thinks of in the recent past, stocks like Smarter Web, or I think this year Delta Gold has done very well on Aquis. You kind of say, well, if your shares are not going up and nobody's trading, it was probably because it's a crap company, that kind of thing, rather, blame the company, not really the market or people like you.
I think that's probably a fair comment. Certain sectors, segments and individual companies come in and out of vogue. We've had a recent significant rise in a company called IQE, for example, going from below 10p trading recently as high as 60-70p, and again, significant volume in that. So, and I would say previous to that, the volume was probably quite low and liquidity may have been a little challenged. So at any given moment in time, liquidity could be a challenge for a particular given name, but I would say over a period of time, liquidity tends to return to those interesting companies.
Right. And I mean, obviously today, these days, everything is very electronic. It's all, AI infused and everything else. How much is the human... how much human input can you actually, put in with your job title?
Yeah, and AI has definitely been a key theme over the last probably 2 years now, and across many sectors, including our markets. I jokingly call it the modern day calculator. I think it's a tool that can enhance a lot of workflows. It makes the human significantly more more efficient, and it allows us to offer a better quality of service to our clients, and for our traders to focus more on the larger trading opportunities. Whereas there is some automation within our business and a lot of our peers for some of those smaller trades to go through. So I think I see it as a net positive. The things that are still important to us are building those relationships that involves human interaction and not an AI-generated email. I think it's a tool for good. There are challenges that come with that as you evolve your business model, but I'm certainly not fearful of AI.
Right. One of the things which was a highlight before the latest Labour government came to power, was it was posing as being a friend of the city. How much is this government has it actually been a positive, negative? It's made no difference to your way, your way of looking at the market. Obviously, the ISA allowances, et cetera, have been changed. Is there anything that the government's doing and not doing? Is there something that could affect you positively or negatively?
Yeah, I think all the way back to pre Labour coming in, I think they were certainly wanting to engage with the city, listen to the city, and I think where their frustrations have maybe lied is, I guess they don't always hear one coherent voice, and that can be difficult. I do believe the current government, as previous governments, are working very hard to achieve the best for the UK. They're looking to promote growth, they're looking to promote investment, and that doesn't always necessarily play out to their advantage. They make changes, more recently tax changes, treatment of AIM companies, IHT, and sometimes the unintended consequence can be a net negative. So that has been quite difficult, and I think here in the UK, which where we differ from perhaps the US, is they're very pro-investment in their media. They're very much champion success, and I think here in the UK we tend to focus too much on the negative, which is a little bugbear of mine. But that's the market we exist. There's some incredible companies listed here. There's some incredible companies that are currently not listed and maybe looking for capital to help their growth and maybe looking for an IPO. And some incredible universities, some incredible talents here in the UK. So back to my previous point, I am optimistic, and I think underlying where we forget sometimes, one of the best performing stocks last year wasn't Nvidia; it was actually Rolls-Royce listed here in London. But you're never going to hear that in the mainstream media. There's plenty of opportunities to come, I think, for UK listed businesses. It's been one of the best performing indices over the last 6 months.
All right, so I suppose the time when you hear the Winterflood name is when companies are trying to raise money. Your rap is world famous. Has that been a kind of a success? Obviously, it's been you've done many transactions now through that. Is that something that can be expanded? Is it something that you're proud of, et cetera?
Yeah, I think you touched on it there. We're certainly very proud of what we've managed to build in a relatively short space of time. I mean, Wrap has been in existence now for a little over 3 years. We've managed to raise through that platform around 600 million for listed companies and also on the fixed income side across around 130 transactions. We work very complementary with a lot of our peers that have a corporate broking service, and we try really to offer a digitized way that the retail investor can have access to what we'll call soft preemptive rights. So if you're an existing shareholder of a company that does a placing, that may be quite an accelerated process, often within a few hours, maybe a day or two. And the retail investor historically has maybe been excluded from that because they can't move fast enough. But with technology advancements, we're now able to digitize that process, get communication out quite seamlessly now to those existing investors through their platforms, whether that be the likes of Hargreaves, AJ Bell, Interactive Investor, and the list goes on, to allow those retail investors to be represented in placings of UK listed companies.
Speaking of Wrap, which is obviously great, and it's been great for you and great for the market, you put a lot of liquidity back in there. If people are interested in that, how do they get involved?
So we now have a notification service, and it would be great if people would register. So that's winterflood.com slash WRAP, WRAP, Winterflood's Retail Access Platform, where you can register there with an email address for notifications of new transactions.
Right, so I mean, it's a big step forward compared to the old days when you sort of the broker might call you or not call you, et cetera, et cetera. That's all automated.
Exactly that. It just makes it a lot more seamless and accelerates that ability to get that information out to the right investors at the right time.
And can anybody get involved with that? Is there a sort of a limit on the size of a trade, this, that, or the other?
They can on occasion on transactions be a minimum size that is usually relatively small, around £250, but it's per transaction, so I wouldn't want to categorically just say it's across the board, but there are often quite small minimums.
Finally, we've obviously we're in the middle of this Iranian conflict, and markets have been very volatile. Is there an irony there that volatility is something that it actually helps people in your situation need a moving market up, down, side? Well, the sideways is not great, but up and down all over the place. Is that what you're looking for?
From a trading perspective, we do benefit from heightened volatility. What tends to happen is the spread, the buy and sell price, tends to widen slightly during those periods of heightened volatility. So as a business, there's more volume at a slightly wider spread. So we do benefit from that. But also, I think with markets, they're incredibly dynamic. They adjust very quickly, and then we've seen. In the last couple of weeks, later stage of this conflict in the Middle East, that equity markets have proved yet again their resilience, and certainly the US are making all-time highs. The FTSE 100 is back towards relative all-time highs, and some of the companies lower down the market cap scale have rallied significantly. I think change is always good. I don't think the situation in the Middle East is particularly healthy, but markets climb a wall of worry constantly, and whether that is conflict, whether it be Ukraine, in the Middle East, or on horizon, we've got local elections coming down the track here on the 7th of May in the UK, which again will potentially create some instability. I think it comes back to that core principle, really. You should be engaged with your portfolio, looking at the opportunities and reassessing those opportunities for the environment in which you find yourself.
Andrew Stancliffe, Head of Execution Services at Winterflood. Thank you very much indeed.
Appreciate your time. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.